Welcome to Sweeping the Country, where Jimmy Carter and I once again try to solve all the world's problems in 30 minutes or less. Hey, Jimmy.
Boy, it is it's been a crazy week since the inauguration.
You're right about that.
And he's making the head spin of every liberal in the country. They're just beyond depressed. They're just going crazy.
Yeah.
Because he's moving so fast. And there was a real misunderstanding that happened today, but this is what's going to happen a lot. He's going to make an announcement to do something.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, he put a freeze on all federal grants, loans, and other financial assistance. And that's really misleading because he didn't do Medicare or Social Security or, any of that kind of stuff, but it was other things. And of course, at every turn that they can, the opposition is going to go to court and try to get a left-leaning judge, and there are plenty of them,
mm-hmm. sure,
to stop him. And so one did this afternoon, block the Trump administration's pause on federal grants. They're doing it to get an accounting. Like, for example, we were about to send between 35 and 50 million. There's some dispute about that,
mm-hmm.
but the figure is approximate. $35 to $50 million to pay for condoms in Gaza.
For what now?
Gaza, $50 million in condom
what?
For Gaza. Now, you know what that is. That's payoffs to somebody.
Sure, yeah,
you know, they're not going to buy. How many condoms would you get for $35 million if you were buying them at that volume?
I'm going to have to get back to you. I haven't bought one for a while. But
yeah, I don't. Yeah, me too. So anyway, that was going on. You know, this money is bleeding from the country.
Yeah,
from the government.
I agree with
you
that.
You know it is.
Yeah, you know
and
it.
And I'm sure it is. And so they're trying to put a pause on things to see what they are. And what's going to happen is every time there's going to be a court opposition, and then it's going to be, hopefully, if maybe for their sake, turned over at the appeals. If it doesn't, it'll go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And, and I think they'll try to fast track all that stuff. Because otherwise you're going to have gridlock because of the courts.
Of course. That's been the problem. I mean, with government for years and years, is it takes so long to get something implemented. The idea floats out there, and then 5 years, 6 years later,
happens. You've got to go to court forever because the courts are so backed up.
Right,
and all.
Exactly.
So I don't know where that's going to go. But anyway, that's just an example of one thing. And then the confirmation hearings for this is the week, even more so when you're listening now, of, I think, the more controversial people.
Mm-hmm.
Kash Patel for the director of the FBI, and Robert Kennedy for Health and Human Services, and a few of the others. This is the week that's very tense for that.
Mm-hmm.
But still no sign that it's going to be, able to be blocked.
Yeah.
And then in the meantime, I've been wondering about this, and I finally saw a story. I'll read you the story here. I hope these Secret Services and all these people in charge of security are really going. Here's a story from today, it looks like. Yeah, 3 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
An armed man at the U.S. Capitol threatened to kill Scott Bessent, Pete Hegseth, and Mike Johnson.
Holy cow.
He was stopped at a library in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Reddit post had already been out there, and he altered his intent to target. So they were somehow on it. He was arrested at the U.S. Capitol, where he planned to kill the Treasury Secretary, and burn down the Heritage Foundation. Ryan Michael English, as usual, someone who's 24 years old.
Mm.
That's the most dangerous ones, the high teens, early 20s, found with a knife and two Molotov cocktails at the south door of the U.S. Capitol.
Wow.
So,
I mean, it's interesting to see how I'm fascinated, one, by the people that think they're going to get away with something like that, right? The chances of pulling something like that off without
these
losing
people
your own life.
Out there anyway.
Yeah.
And, and he's obviously, but it's the ones that, possibly the Iran hit people and some of those people, they've got it a lot more together than they do. And you really, because there's just a lot of people that are out there.
And
there always have been. I don't care who the president is, but this particular case, you've just got so many people trying to do change and getting stirred up, one thing that I saw happen at the news conference today, the first press briefing with the new press secretary. And
how'd she do? Caroline I didn't
Levitt,
get to watch
she's
that.
Very good.
Yeah, okay.
She's slick. Well, she's already been the press secretary for the campaign, and had worked in the White House before.
Mm-hmm.
She knew it. She's 27, but she's an old soul.
Yeah.
She knew exactly what to do. And she was good.
Yeah.
But these people, you know, they're the old, I call it the old media, NBC, CBS, ABC, you know, and not Fox, but those three. She's going to try to get around them by putting in new media people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and letting people who are podcasters and others, if they want to have a seat at the briefings, to get it.
Wow.
And then she calls on them when she doesn't call on the ABC,
wow.
CBS, and NBC, because she's trying to give other people voices. Hard to argue with that. But, you know, the CNN people, for example,
mm-hmm.
they had she's went to the University of Alabama, and her name slips me right now, but brunette, and she's on at night.
Mm-hmm.
She has her own show. She's kind of been put in charge of running the White House. And I don't know. It's just they're the opposition. They canned Jim Acosta.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone. You know, he left today, and he had a pretty hot, you know, at the end of his show today, he had a lot to say. But, you know, they let him say it. But it's just they haven't changed their tune at all at NBC, CBS, or any of them. They're just negative.
Yeah.
Everything is negative, whether I just don't think it's a great business plan to do. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's the late night shows. It's just the legacy media is very negative. But you're seeing things change all the time. And people, I mean, it's like they've cried wolf for so long,
mm-hmm.
with the Russia thing and the Hunter laptop and all these things. You didn't know what to believe. You were told that it was lie, 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 and this and this and this were going on, when it turned out that it wasn't. And now the drones.
They
came out with the drones today.
I saw that.
The drones were FAA license research things. Didn't go into what they were researching.
Yeah, what are they, filming
something?
It was
government approved.
Wow.
And that never came, but it came out today. Trump released it.
Well, I mean, let's see what it is.
Thought it was anyway. I mean, he said, yes, they said some of these were people that they like to fly drones. You know, and once things started going up, people put their stuff up there. But,
yeah, perhaps.
You know, it had blinking lights. Lights on it. No boogeyman's going to put blinking lights
on this thing.
No. And the spaceman ain't going to do it either.
Right.
They're going to be as stealth as possible if that's what they're trying to do.
They
were over some of the government installations and things, and I think they were testing.
Yeah,
testing to see if they could be seen or they could be stopped or anything like that. So.
Were you thinking Aaron Burnett?
No.
CNN?
It's another one.
Okay.
It's Collins.
Oh, Caitlin Collins.
Caitlin Collins,
yeah. I know who you're talking
about. She was there today, you know,
and
I don't know if she got called on. I don't think she
Interesting.
I don't think she was.
Interesting.
But Trump's the Energizer Bunny, you got to say. I mean,
you know, he keeps going.
And he's got, you know, the loyal folks that are with him, and, you know, you got 50% of the country or whatever it is, the percentage, you know, definitely is happy with him going after FEMA and doing the immigration and doing the things that he said he was going to do. What a concept.
Right, exactly.
The president does something that says he's going to do it, and he's done everything.
And he's almost feels like he's at warp speed compared to some of the other presidents. And I'll compare him to Republican or Democrat. You pick. He just moves at a different pace. And part of that, I think, is how you have to move in the real world with a business, right? If you don't strike, if you don't get it done, it doesn't get done. And so
the government is just living in mayonnaise. I mean, it's like walking in a field of mayonnaise.
Living in mayonnaise.
And yes, there are legitimate things, you know, that should happen. But it's gotten, you know, and it's just bad. You know, these poor people, you know, this means more to you than it does to me. But there was a guy that's on one of these TV shows that's mm-hmm. one of the top real estate people in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
$1 million something other was
listing.
Called.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
and it's the Altmans, Josh Altman and his wife and a couple of others. And he has been on the business channels and being interviewed because he's one of the top realtors in LA,
mm-hmm.
saying that 70% of the people are not going to be able to come back.
That's wild, but true.
Because
I believe that.
Number one, they don't have the insurance, you know. And
a lot of those homes were paid for.
You know, you can't find. There are not enough construction firms
mm-hmm.
to build houses at the level of quality that you want at those houses, and it's going to cost them $1,000 a square foot,
which is crazy. I mean, if you look at, I don't know what the average would be here. I'd say somewhere between $275 and $375 a square foot to build a normal, you know, home with nice finishes and things like that. I mean, you can get down to $200, but $1,000 a foot. You're talking now
1,000 square foot.
You're talking $1,000 a square foot. You're talking about a ski resort on the side of the hill where you can ski right in. Maybe those kinds of places, right?
Those houses out there, you know, probably 10,000 square feet.
Yeah. So think about that. I mean,
that's $10 million.
That's
right?
A lot. Yeah, that's a lot. And and some of those houses, Jimmy, too, I was reading, were not insured at all because they were paid for.
They couldn't get insured.
So, they didn't.
Even the people that can't afford that, okay, we lost the house, we don't have insurance, we can build back because we love the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But they're saying 3 to 6 years, three at the earliest. 6 years is probably. And people have kids and everything else, so they're trying to relocate near there. Yeah. And then some people, he said, they don't want to go back up on the mountain.
Well,
the
there's that too.
Because the mudslides and the fire and everything else, they want to be in the flats.
Yeah.
And that's more like Brentwood and Beverly Hills.
Well, it's funny
the other places.
It's funny that you bring that up because obviously tragedy struck. We know that. It was just a horrible thing. And whether it was arson or whatever, we don't, you know all the answers, but whatever the cause, the effect was still their homes got burnt down. And when you go through something like that, to me, it changes your way of thinking, right? Just like when COVID happened, we said, okay, now we've got to make sure if we're going to change jobs, we need to get a COVID-proof job. We need to live in an area where it's fire, you know, resistant, maybe. And you think like that because you've been in the tragedy. And I think some of those people do that too, where they're like, I'm not living there anymore. I don't want to live there.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I can't have that risk.
Right.
You know, I couldn't live through this again.
Yeah.
That's a once per lifetime.
Right.
Thing for most people.
Right.
And it'll be many, many years before you see, you know, that place
there.
Even come recognizable, you know, to where, because you got to build all the banks and the
all that
coffee shops all that stuff's got to come back, and schools and all the middle, everything was gone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And then, you know, Trump getting a fight with him about people want to go into their property and clear the land.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they're worried about toxic stuff. Of course there's toxic stuff.
Yeah.
Every fire has toxic stuff.
Yeah, you can speak on that more than anyone I know because you were involved.
I mean, yeah, but you just need to scrape it. You know, you need to just go in there. Now, they need to decide on where they're going to take all that stuff. And that's what I'm a little surprised the government, you know, I mean, I guess maybe there's going to be local government that can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's a major deal. And what are you going to have, you know, 100 different companies coming in there with bulldozers to do stuff? It needs to be just one big contractor that comes in there, and whether you have to get the Corps of Engineers to help you or whatever to redo that stuff, you know,
and do it in a systematic way where it makes sense.
And then put that all that bad stuff that you scrape out of there has got to go somewhere where it can't get into the water systems and all that stuff.
It's
so
just horrible.
It's just, you know, it's just, I feel bad for those people. It's really, really terrible.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
So, of course, the Trump administration is the biggest story going on.
Mm-hmm.
The weather is always a story this time of year. By the way, there's the new CBS Evening News.
Without Nora O'Donnell.
She's gone.
Yeah, she's gone.
And they got the new people with a new format. It's more like the first hour of the Today Show. Not with guests, but with the way they do it with, you know,
four
live
people.
Reporters and more, and maybe a one story that goes 4 or 5 minutes, you know, with more in depth and that type of stuff. I don't know if it'll work.
Is it tonight, you said?
It's every night.
Oh, it's every night. So it's already running right now.
It hadn't come on yet.
So this will
be the
first. It
comes on 5:30 in Central Time Zone.
I'll watch it.
It's 7 o'clock in the East, I think.
I'll watch it. Just give it a shot. I'll just see what it's like.
It's a different way. I mean, I prefer the ABC version now. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of quick stories and kind of gives me a shotgun approach.
Yeah.
Everything's pretty quick.
Okay.
You know, I don't need I don't need 5 minutes on the courts trying to block Trump stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to know, okay, you had it, move along. You know,
Yeah.
I'd just soon have it quicker.
Okay.
But that's just me. In the world of entertainment, I'm telling you, it is hard to, Grammys are this weekend. And I've gone many years. I was there before it got security crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to attend.
Yeah.
Now it's everything, you know, everything and everything is so, whether it's the Super Bowl or I mean, I went back to the Super Bowl. It was in San Diego one year, Denver versus Washington. And I remember I picked up my friend that I used to put my anchor in Beverly Hills. I picked him up. We drove down to San Diego. We had lunch at Denny's.
Oh, nice.
And then
High quality.
We were big time. We were only the best. And then we drove, you know, a mile or so to the stadium, went in, you know, and sat down. We had about 45-yard
Jeez,
line tickets.
That's good.
Because
yeah.
our boss had given George Gillette, who was had a suite at the Mile High Stadium in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
It were his tickets, so he didn't want them, but he gave them to us.
Wow.
And we watched the game and left probably in the fourth quarter sometime. I think it was a blowout.
Yeah.
Remember Ray Charles was somebody was fancy was the halftime.
I love it.
You know, whatever it was. It's been a long time. But anyway, it wasn't that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a big deal that we got to go. It was cool.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like it is now, where the bottom cheapest ticket to sit in the crap zone is $3,500. And that's the low end ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then the high end right now is $56,000 a ticket.
It's become a bucket list. If you get a chance, you know, you're going to pay a lot.
I could pay that if I wanted to. The teams could play in the front street out here, and I wouldn't pay $3,500.
Right. I mean,
I don't care. I mean, there's nothing I care about that much. Is it you?
No.
Is there any sports, anything that you'd pay, you know, to go by yourself at $3,500? And that's to sit in a terrible seat, might I add,
$3,500. No, absolutely.
We're talking $10,000 to get something. Those tickets like Dan and I had that time. Those would be $10,000 apiece now, probably.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. It's almost unobtainable if you think about – if it is obtainable, though, think of all the other things you could spend your money on.
Right.
And that's what I do. Yeah, that's what I do.
You know, and it's gotten that way for concerts.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go to a concert anymore for anybody that's popular.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I threw up when I paid $250 once for somebody 15, 20 years ago. McCartney or Michael Jackson or one of those.
I remember you. We were friends. It because I remember you talking about that, and we thought it was outrageous at the time.
Outrageous. To do $250 to see Brian Wilson at the Wiltern Theater in downtown Los Angeles. That was a lot, you know. And I've done that maybe five times to pay that kind of money. But that was as high as I was ever going to go.
It's interesting.
It was $300.
We've been talking about that with the F1. You've watched Formula One, right? You've seen some of that?
Yeah.
And my son and I have talked about it. But the reason I want to go with my son and his wife and my wife and whoever else wants to go is to be with them and share an experience with them. I don't really care about the race so much. I mean,
I've been to an
F1
race in Austin.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the first ones that they had there. Went into a suite with my friend who is very wealthy cattleman and a car dealership owner.
Yeah.
We were their guest in there. That was okay, but I couldn't imagine have paid anywhere close to $1,000. These were in a suite.
Oh, gosh.
So God knows what that would cost.
I'm telling you, if you
overlooking the pits, you know, where they are down there.
Those are $10,000.
Not too far from the finish line, the first track.
That's 10 grand if you want to do
grand.
That.
Yeah.
You know, per
and
ticket.
It's just... It's insane. I don't the economics of the world today they're pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Where every time you go to lunch, it's $25 to $30 if you go anywhere that's halfway decent and you try to get something, but you feel good if you get out under $20.
Yeah. I felt good the other day, $25. You know where I had lunch? Starbucks. Two coffees and two sandwiches.
$25. That's just insane.
And
I don't know how this you know works. And then you have NVIDIA, the chip people,
tanking
tech people
now.
Losing $600 billion in a day.
Oh God.
You know, that has to be somebody's really bad day, doesn't it?
It's gotta be the worst day ever.
That kind of money on your worst day.
Yeah, it's
I'm just out of it when it comes to economics. I just say wow. You know, it's hard to believe what everything cost. And I just don't think we can sustain this as a country. This stuff has to somehow, you have to have an economic upheaval or something.
Some
because
kind of
I don't
correction.
See how anybody can afford to do anything.
Yeah, I was reading an article the other day about people that were incessant on Trump and how come he hasn't fixed the grocery prices yet. And I thought to myself, well, how long are you going to give him? I mean, he just got in there last week, right? It's been
well, and that's the hardest thing to fix because
sure.
It really is. Remember when it all went crazy up? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was because Biden went in there and nuked all the fuel stuff, and it made the gas all started going up. I mean, it went up wherever it was really low,
mm-hmm.
and it went up $1 or $2. And so everything you own comes on a truck or has to be come
right.
On a
I remember talking about it.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody had to raise their rates, and it just went cycle after that. And we went through the last 2 years of the Biden administration where I don't even know if he was there.
Yeah, fair.
I mean, I really
fair.
Do feel like the country was sluggish. You know, this AI thing, I think if we hadn't have gotten some new people in there to be on top of that, we were going to be in a real world of hurt.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, on a lot of this stuff.
I agree with that. I definitely do. But yeah, I agree with you. I don't know who was running. Somebody had to be running the show, but I don't know who
somebody,
it was.
We'll learn it at some point.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, more people are rats are jumping off the quiet ship
mm-hmm.
more and more all the time saying what went on or didn't go on. And how the media was complicit with it. The NBCs, the CBSs,
yeah,
the ABCs, and the Washington Post and all those people, they knew that he was infirm.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Biden knew that he was infirm.
Yes, indeed.
Like I've said before, if he was going to be a great person, he should have given that to her. Made her be the vice president. She made her president, and maybe history would have changed. But Biden's not going to be thought well as time goes on.
I would have to agree with you. I would have to agree with you. And I don't understand, and I know we'll understand more as time goes by,
yeah,
but I don't understand what the play was, why they didn't just say, hey, put Kamala in there as president when they were.
But his ego. He didn't want to.
Maybe,
you know,
yeah.
It was his ego and her ego.
Maybe so.
And they just couldn't do what was right, best for the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the people on the Democrat side feel that way.
Yeah.
Now.
No doubt.
That she didn't have enough time to run. And, you know, I don't have any, I was not on that team, but I can see where their complaints are, and they ought to be angry
yeah.
at how that all went down.
It was very strange.
But, you know, now we're in a whole new thing, and, you know, it's like Einstein's, you know, equal and opposite reaction.
Mm-hmm.
We went way too far on the woke side and the electric car side and all that stuff, went way too far over there too quick,
mm-hmm.
and now you're seeing an equal and opposite reaction. They're talking about,
that's
from
true.
Everything I can see, just throwing out most of these wind turbines.
Golly.
That sounds like something that they're just going to do away with.
You know, and part of me, I think back, I think back to the Netherlands. I got to, because that's how they got, the Dutch got that land, was windmills. You know that.
Yeah.
That
right.
land was underwater. I mean, that was subsea level, and they pumped all that water out of there with those Dutch windmills so that they could have farmland, which ended up being very fertile. So, I mean, I think windmills at some point have a place. I don't know if we need to cover the earth with them, but I think that in certain
cases,
the ones
they did,
you know,
that were like super, you know, with all the, you know, how much concrete you had to use,
oh,
and the fact that they're so huge, and they just were inefficient for
yep.
what you were trying to do,
hmm.
and it was a green money grab for
yeah.
a lot of things.
That's wild, just wild,
and using up all the available pasture land that we used up for solar, and it's just everybody. It's in the right thing, but it's just technology's not there yet.
Yeah,
you know, it needs to
I
be
agree.
A lot more efficient in all those areas. But
I agree.
I don't know.
It's
beyond my pay grade. I just know that it made the prices go up, and we're not ready, you know, to do some of that stuff.
I think you're right on the mark with that, and I think you can throw AI and all that into that same box. In that
AI is scary.
It is scary.
So much stuff. I mean,
yeah, but it's
using like every computer you ever thought about
mm-hmm.
doing computations. And if it depends on what, you know, it's garbage in, garbage out.
Sure.
If you put stuff in there, I mean, it can do
some heinous things. Yeah.
It can be if it's used wrong.
Yeah.
And it's just scary. I mean, cause it can, I use it just for photography where I can clean up stuff
mm-hmm.
and I don't understand how it does it.
But it does it.
Man, to be able to, it can erase people out of a picture and you can't even tell they were ever there. It replaces it with something you didn't even see.
No, it's got its place.
It should be. It's smart.
I use it for marketing all the time, and I say, give me a picture of, you know, a motorcycle riding Santa delivering gifts. And it pulls up a beautiful picture, drawing, an animated drawing. I say, I don't like that one. Give me another one.
It's drawing
the whole picture as an original and giving it to me. So I have the copyright, right? I have the ability to use an original picture developed by an artificial intelligence. But I don't think it's quite there yet where we let it run the world, right? And so I think there's so many people out there that are saying, oh, yeah, put it in this computer, put it in that computer, put it in this computer. Before you know it, we have all kinds of problems that we don't know how to fix. And I think,
it's smart. You know, it's lots smarter than we are, and it can be. You know, we'll be working for that computer at some point.
Right. That's what I'm afraid of.
That's not too far, crazy joke.
I don't disagree.
You know, but it's just the whole Trump thing. You know, yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle on a lot of this stuff, and you know, and I understand what he was doing. He's doing an accounting thing today. Is he moving too fast? Well, yeah, you got to. They don't have a choice. These presidents, if they don't get what they're going to get in the first couple of months, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I agree.
And so he's ready and he's moving quick. And again, they're going to try to block him at every move with courts.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to work to a point, but see how fast they can move it to the next court and see what can happen. But, you know, if they're going to stop everything he does with the court thing, that's going to really cause problems because we're going to have a lot of anger toward the courts. And we've had anger toward the courts when you're on the other end of that.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
They're mad at the Supreme Court. They think it's all stacked, and it was been stacked in the 60s, and the people on the right side were angry at the courts because it was too left with Earl Warren. So it just depends on what side of the fence you're on things.
And there's
By the way, on the lighter side, Night Agent is back.
Ooh, I watched
season
it.
Season 2.
I started it.
I did, and I backed off because I went back and started watching season 1 again because I'd forgotten so much about it. And I looked on Netflix charts. Season 2 is number 1. Season 1 is like number 4.
Because people
are doing that. It's generating.
Doesn't that tell them that they waited too long to release it? Because I'm the same way. We're like, I don't even remember.
Hardly remember. There was an explosion on the train in the first episode, and I remembered that.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember what happened after that. Now, another show that's, I think it's a compare, it's just side-by-side show, is The Recruit.
Also great, yeah.
The Recruit is coming, season 2 is Thursday.
Ooh, I'll watch that.
It's Thursday, January 30th. That's on Netflix as well.
You watched The Diplomat, Netflix. Right?
The Diplomat's out there too. That's great.
It's another fantastic one.
And it's just, there's so many, there's a lot of, finally, and I think the regular shows on the networks, if you have Paramount Plus or Peacock, the regular shows are coming back. I think they'll all be back in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, with the whole run, whether it's, and I like a lot of those network shows, and I don't watch any of them in real time. I watch them on Paramount Plus
or
and
Hulu.
Peacock.
Yeah, I started watching one. You might want to try
and
sometime.
Hulu.
High Potential. That's it's a crime kind of thing.
That's been renewed, and I just, something about that, the girl just, I guess it seems stupid to me.
Well, you know where she came from? She came from a show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
That was a comedy.
Yeah,
so
I only saw the previews. I never saw that.
It's kind of interesting. She's a super smart
gal. But, you know, some things, like Elstree, a lot of people like to watch that. Mm-hmm. It's about some old woman, an older woman comes in there and solves crime. It's just stupid. I just know that I can't buy it, you know, that
okay,
it would really
right,
ever
fine.
Even possibly could happen.
All right.
I have to have a little bit of, unless I'm just going to go into Star Wars mode,
and
where
know it's
I
off.
Know everything is in, everything is not real, but it could be in a fantasy world.
Yeah.
But not when you're trying to mix up something stupid like some woman trying to solve crimes.
Now wait a minute. She's very smart. She's a Mensa person.
I know she's a Mensa, but it just
she's very smart.
Just,
don't wreck it for people. There might be some people that want.
I know
that.
It's just not my thing. So.
All right, fine.
But I do. You know, Law and Order SVU gets too dark sometimes.
I can't watch real crime because it's too real.
Yeah, it's
it
pretty
gets
real.
Too real, and I lose it on that. But
I do love Chicago Fire because I grew up covering fire. You know,
well,
fire
sure.
stories and things, and it's really good.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the few ones that I can stand that's not fakey.
Let me ask you a question.
But I love The Rookie, and even though it's been on 6 or 7 years, I love that one, and I like SWAT, and it's on its 7th season, and we don't know, or 8th, and we don't know if it's going to be renewed yet. This is the time of year when the networks, they renewed High Potential already for next year.
Well, it's just different.
I don't, you know, this is when you find out. So.
Yeah. I got to go back to Night Agent for just a second. Is that, you talk about it's got to have some real, you know, stuff. And I believe that that probably really exists, but I don't know.
Good.
I mean, I don't know what.
I don't know that it have to be one person that has to be manning a phone.
Yeah, that seems a little far-fetched.
You know, that's kind of like the theory is based on someone sitting in a top of a forest fire tower.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as an organization.
By himself waiting for a fire to break out.
But yeah, no, I get it. But as far as like an organization that works under the cloak of we don't have any idea, I'm sure there are agencies
like there's plenty
that.
Of those. There's counterterrorism. And,
yeah.
You know, I heard read about one today. They're mad at Kash Patel.
What for?
Who was National Security Council. Yeah. He's up for FBI director.
Yeah.
And they were talking about a counterterrorism thing I never heard about. Some guy was being held by some Nigerian somebody's terrorist, and Delta and SEAL team went in there and got him.
God, never even heard about it.
But we never even – there's a lot of stuff goes on in there. It's just that there's a lot of stuff going on everywhere.
Yeah.
That our news media and newspapers, they've let us down in some regard, and then in some regard – we've let the newspapers down by not reading them anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair.
For example, Miami newspaper used to cover South America and Central America really good. And I don't know that they do anymore because I never see the Miami Herald. But, you know, it's just like Nicaragua is a mess.
I've heard
Panama
nothing.
Is shaky.
I've heard nothing.
Colombia, we got into it this week with them. You know,
I saw that.
Venezuela's lost. I mean, it's like a communist country. Wow. We just don't want to admit it. There's a lot going on down there. Honduras and all the rest of them. Mexico, you know, they've got an immigration problem with all those people that are coming through there.
Mm-hmm.
They're pooping in the street and doing everything. They're really mad. The Mexican people are mad about it.
Sure.
They're tired of it. So we can't live like this with these people.
Yeah.
Because they're coming from South America. Mm-hmm. And they're stopping in Mexico and they're using as a jumping off place to the United States.
Sure.
Well, boom, you know, you can't go right now.
Yeah.
And so now they're stuck in Mexico and they want to get them out of there to wherever they belong. So we got a real problem, you know, with a lot of stuff out there. China's rooting in everything, get that deep sick thing.
Oh God,
that they did to cause that Nivea to lose 600. They love all that. I mean, that's causing economic problems for our country when you lose $600 billion in a day of economic value.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then in the background, you got
to be careful putting Chinese stuff on their phone because you don't know what it can do, and you're going to really be. I mean, that's really bad.
I think we might end up being surprised one day with that, but not.
Why take the chance?
I agree with you.
Why take that chance?
I agree with you. In the background, we got the Panama Canal being run by China also, which is a problem for us if we need to move ships for any reason.
Yeah.
All these things happening at one time. So I am glad to see the government moving at warp speed. I'm going to say warp
speed. Yeah, I mean, I still haven't figured out why it's taken so long for the – we're not hearing the straight scoop on that either of why it's taken so long to build this Air Force One, the new replacement ships.
Yeah, what is going on there?
I know that they changed somewhere along the way the defensive capabilities. They want to make it where it has some really high-tech defenses.
Okay.
So if they get a rocket heading toward them or whatever, they can take it out other than just sending out some chaff and some other old-school stuff that they had. So they're trying to get better. I think they put in some newfangled thing they ain't going to talk about.
Yeah.
But I think they did that the last minute. So that's why no one's fussing really hard about it because that's what's going on, so they don't want to tell you.
Fascinating.
But, I mean, it's just, you know, the drone thing was, you know, that was hysteria that why they couldn't just admit that it was government testing.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
You know, it's just being honest about stuff. It's why I think we're going to appreciate Trump being a little more open. But the military's got a lot of things to fix.
Yeah.
And whether people, you're going to obsess about the woke stuff and you're going to obsess about some of the things like that, but government's got so much waste.
Yeah.
But remember, government waste for some people is a job or is money in the bank or whatever. They're maybe taking it, you know, they bought a $1,000 toilet stool, which they shouldn't have paid $1,000 for, but you've got somebody living in Illinois that benefited from that legally.
Yeah, and they probably went and spent it in a local store or at a car dealership.
But it's not how we want to see our government money spent.
Agreed.
And that's where there's so much room for improvement. Mm-hmm. They're talking about that DOGE or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
With a lot of, there's so many things. I mean, the $30 million worth of condoms, if that's true.
Yeah, that just blows
for Gaza
me away.
Is just, I mean, I think there's plenty of that kind of stuff where money's going, and it's maybe going to something beside condoms over there, you know, maybe going as a payoff to a potentate of some sort or something.
I think about that, and I think about the expenditures being so loose like that, and then I also think about the insider trading possibility with all of
Congress
our...
Congress that does. They go in there as a poor person. They leave as a millionaire.
Every one of them. You know, and things like that that people, the general public, are just tired of. We're just tired of that. You know, quit it. That's our money you're doing that with, and we don't like it. And stop.
And it's why Trump got elected.
If you have any trouble understanding this,
it's because people can take they're not involved. They don't want to watch the news. And they're not going to do something until their ox gets gored. And so they got to the point where they were tired of hearing all this stuff. I'm going to have to, you know, get an electric car and I can't charge it. What am I going to do?
Right.
Or they're going to outlaw, make me where I can't drive my car anymore in 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Or all this silly stuff, you know, or I can't get my job because of this, that, and the other. There are women who are supposed to be men and men, and there are women in my baby's locker room at school.
All of
they had enough of that. Yeah. Regular people had enough. Mm-hmm. And whether the left liberals understand that or they'll ever understand it, maybe they won't. But middle America had all they could take of that.
Yeah.
So look at the red map and see. And the blue was in the big cities, which live differently than people do in the Midwest.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's just, they just had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see if they can fix some of this stuff. And it sounds like they're trying.
They're trying.
You know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Until next week when we do this all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.